This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'lenishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol choyli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesuna b'tzara v'yeshivya. We're up to Meseches Shavuos Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Gimel. We're talking about Shavuos Ha'edos. When a person makes witnesses swear, they claim that they don't have testimony to say for him, and he says, I make you swear, and they swear. So now we're going to talk about how that comes about, what that looks like, meaning what the words that he uses to say, I make you swear, and how they swear, whether certain words are considered a shvua enough to be chayev on, and whether certain words are not, and then also equivalents of that in other averis that are similar in terms of a person's not allowed to curse and such. So we say over here, this man brings them to Bezdin and he says, I make you swear. Or, I command you. He's commanding them to swear. I'm making you usser, which is another form of saying, I make you swear. Those are considered, or I bind you, I think is the right way to say it, not usser. I bind you. Those are ways that they're chayiv. For those lashonis, they're chayiv. If he says Bashamayim v'aretz, I'm making you swear in Hashem's name, then for sure the chayev. But what if he says Bashamayim v'aretz in the heaven and earth, meaning in the creator of the heaven and earth? Harei elu p'term, that is pater. But now, what if he uses other shemus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the aleph dalet, the shem adna of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the yud kei, in the shem yud kei vav kei of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the shakai? Or if he's just using those references, Aleph, Dalet, or Yud Kei, according to some, B'Shakai, with the shame of Shakai, B'Tzvakos, with the name of Tzvakos, B'Chanav Rachum, even if it's the reference to the Eibishter, because he is the most Chanun V'Rachum, he's the most merciful and graceful, Be'er Chapayim, the one who is the most lengthy to anger, the Rav Chesed, the one who is the greatest at giving Chesed, giving kindness, v'chol hakinuyim, any of the reference names that are references to the Eibishter, hare elu chayavim, those are chayev. Now, to be conversely to this, as we mentioned before, mahamekal b'kulan, if someone curses using that name, there's certain curses that a person is not allowed to make. A person is not allowed to curse anything with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is not allowed to. It's called Mevarach Hashem, because we don't want to say it even from our mouths. So we use a Lashon Saginar, a backwards way of saying it. But if someone's not allowed to do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even to his parents, Chayev, the chayev, each one of them is their own thing. A person's chayev for cursing another person is what a lav. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's chayev misa. For one's own parents, it's chayev misa. That's what Rameir says. Chacham say these words, if you use them for these kind of curses, are potter, because they're not directly using Hashem's name. Hakam kalal av v'imay b'kulon, a person curses using these kinuyim, these reference names, he curses his own parents. Chayev is chayev, divrei Meir, that's what Meir said, but chachamim, as we said before, chachamim are going to say the same thing now, reference names are pater, poitrim, they are pater. Hamakal atzmei v'chaveri b'kulon, a person curses himself or others, so that's a lav. Over b'leisa say he is over with a leisa say, yakecho alekim. So that's the kind of curse that a person would be cursing someone else, that Hashem should smite him, v'chein yakecho alekim, or so Hashem should smite you like that. Zoihi that's actually the curse that the Torah is talking about, that the person is not allowed to do. Now, what if a person says it backwards? Means that if you do what I say you should do, then the Eibishter shouldn't smite you. Al yakecho, Hashem should not smite the person who does this and this that I want him to do. Vivarechecho, or you should bench a person. In other words, understand for the inverse if you're not going to do what I'm asking you to do. V'yetiv l'cha, Hashem should do good for you. Rabbi Meir says, even when said backwards, so you infer, you understand that you're trying to say that he's cursed if he doesn't, that is chayev. Chacham and Pajim, again, Chacham will say that is not direct enough to be considered chayev, and therefore it's pater. Yashikoyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.